Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dallas, and I personally want to thank you for purchasing or receiving this CD. It is our hope and prayer that our ministry blesses and enriches your life in such a spectacular way that you can noticeably see a change in not just your life, but that change also has a way of impacting and affecting your entire family. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you continually. And as you listen to every word that comes through this CD message, we pray that you will see the transformation of the Lord and sense the power and anointing of the Lord as he was resonating in our fellowship. Now sit back and listen to this.
Amen. Again, this morning we're talking about trusting God. And I don't know about you, but, you know, things that I've experienced in times past, you know, it's sometimes it's difficult for me to just let my hair down with people. It's difficult for me, Christy, to just trust people right off the bat. You know, I watch you. I'm not going to suspect anything is wrong with you, but sometimes I watch you for a little bit, just a little taste now, just a little bit. And I stand back sometimes and I just, you know, I observe, you know. But I'm so glad that God is not like me. But how many of you know that sometimes it's difficult to trust? And even sometimes when we talk about trusting God, sometimes we have been so low and sometimes we've experienced so many things. We'd be like, Jesus, do you still know where I live? Do you still know my name? I've been praying about this thing. I've been fasting. I've been seeking your face, and yet it still seems like you're not going to come through. But how many of you know that we can trust God because he never fails? Amen. It may seem like he's taking his time, but he's always on time. Amen. He may not come when we want him to come. He may not show up when we think he should show up, but yet he does show up. Amen. Because God is after more than just giving us what we want. He's after helping us learn the lesson. That's one of the favorite things. I think the theme that we've been actually talking about just for a very long time, that God is after something in us and he wants us to learn every lesson that we can. And so sometimes when we experience different things, it is just hard. Now listen, maybe you got it all together. I don't. But sometimes, y'all, I be like, Jesus, are you still there? Do you still hear my prayer? With the gas prices going up, are you still there? With coffee being $11.99, Jesus. Bread being $6, Jesus. Are you, with people being laid off and with shortages and things going on in the neighborhood, Jesus, are you still there? Amen. And so for me, sometimes I don't know, guys. Sometimes I just get weak in my knees, and sometimes it's hard to trust because sometimes you've been going through stuff for so long. Now maybe, like I said, maybe you got it all together and you trust right off the bat, but I got some issues, and sometimes my knees shake and they quake. Amen. Do I got anybody who understands what I'm talking about? That sometimes you believe, Helen. You believe, but sometimes you get scared. How many of you gotten scared before? You still believe, and I'm not gonna let you tell me I ain't saved, because I am saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized with fire. But sometimes I get a little nervous. When the sales go down, Helen, I get a little nervous. When bills are due and I don't have it, I get a little nervous. When they check on your credit after you tried, and you tried to keep it together and they reduce it 60 points and then they bring it back up to it, you know that everything is bought by your credit. I just get a little nervous when you're looking for a job and they don't call. And you know you got stuff that you got to do at the end of the week, not the end of the month, at the end of the week, and they don't call. I just get just a little bit. Just get a little bit. But David was a great example when it came to trusting God. You know, David was one of those who he would just, oh my goodness, when he was in trouble, he would just cry out to God. And he would just explain, you know, the whole Psalms talks about how David would just floor God with just words and just cry out. If he ever got in trouble, David would lay on it, I repent, Father, I repent, don't kill. You know, he would just pour out his heart before God. He knew how to express himself. How many of you know that in this day, we gotta learn how to express ourselves? As I was looking at Pastor Wright as he was up here talking, and he was talking about how sometimes you gotta talk to yourself. How many of you know that sometimes you need to turn the music down in the car on your way to work, on your way to the grocery store, on your way to wherever you're going, and you gotta start talking to yourself? Because sometimes the world will beat you down so much that you gotta tell yourself, I am the head and not the tail. I added something, I'm above and I'm never beneath. How many of you know you gotta talk to yourself? And so what if the neighbor in the next car see you talking to yourself? I sometimes will roll down the window. I really don't care, but I gotta start talking to God about where I am. And sometimes my sanctuary is in that Cadillac because I gotta have some peace. And so I go to the car and I take a drive. I talk to myself. Sometimes I answer back. I ain't gonna say it's all. But I will talk to myself. I never will forget when I worked for Blue Cross and Blue Shield and I had an abusive boss. I'ma talk to y'all over here. Y'all save. I ain't save all the time. Jesus working on me. I had an abusive boss, sis. And he would say, no, this person would say different things to me and cut me down. Would cut me down so tough I would just leave bleeding. And I had to start talking to myself to remember who I am in Christ Jesus. I had to let myself know that I am the apple of God's eye, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I had to let myself know that I am the head and not the tail, and anything that you say to me is a lie because God has called me and he has chosen me for himself. I had to talk to myself. And how many of you know when you begin to talk to yourself, you feel strength rise up in you? You feel backbone rise up in you. You feel boldness rise up in you. Girl, it got to the place where I told her right up in her face, I'm getting ready to go out of here and I'm not taking another thing from you. Because I know who I am and I know in whom I believe. Now that may not be for you, so don't go up in there Monday doing that. Boldness is my anointing. Might not be yours, so don't go in there Monday doing that because you might need your job. That ain't your peace right there, but that's my peace. And I had to remember who I belong to and what I carry. I had to remember that I carry the Almighty God on the inside of me. I carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I can call things as though they were. I can call it what it's supposed to be. I am the head and not the tail. I can remember that and call that. And so you gotta learn how to talk to yourself so that you can remember what God has called you to be. Because trust me, when it gets tight, you need to know. Again, David was a great example. He understood the importance of saying the right things during times of struggle. David would say stuff like, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. He would say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Then he would say, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly move. I believe David rehearsed these things because his experience with God taught him something. And he had to keep his mind in the right place. This is why you have to talk to yourself. I got to move this out the way because I'll be the trip. This is why you got to talk to yourself, because you got to remember your experience with God. When the struggle comes, you got to remember what he's done for you. When the struggle comes, you got to remember what he's taken you through. When the struggle comes, you got to remember how he's provided for you. When the struggle comes, you got to remember how he kept you, how he never forsake you, how he never gave up on you, how he met you where you were, how he fed your children and put gas in your car. You lay hands on a vehicle and it did not shut off. Come on. How many of you know about laying hands on your car? Not having enough gas to get from point A to point B, and you believe God and you want to go to Bible study and you say, in the name of Jesus, let this fat out us last in this tank, because I need to get from point A to point B. I need to get to church and I need to get back and I need to make it to work on in the morning. And so how many of you know God was faithful? God was faithful to do it for you, because he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. But guess what? It's according to the power that worketh on the inside of you. Come on and clap your hands and give God some praise for being a way maker, a heart fixer, a mind regulator, a doctor in the hospital, a lawyer in the courtroom. David rehearsed who God was in his life. He had to remember who he was and who he was praying to. This is why he could dance all out of his clothes. This is why he could fall before him when he sinned and say, God, I repent. Just receive me. I commit my spirit into your hand. This is why he could do that, because he knew that God was faithful to do whatever he said that he would do. Isaiah 26, 3 through 4 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The next verse goes on to say, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That word mind in the Hebrew, the definition for mind in the Hebrew is imagination, meaning in the English language, the faculty or action of forming new ideas or images or concepts of external objects not present to the senses. So y'all, the mind, if left to its own self without the influence of God, can have a propensity to engage in a wrong way of thinking. How many of you have heard of stinking thinking? Stuff could have been and happened like 1,500 years ago, but it's still working and twirling in your mind. It's still playing with your emotions because it's on your mind. And how many of you know that some of us can get so deep with it? See, I understand stinking thinking because I used to have stinking thinking, that sometimes you can play with stuff in your mind so tough that you'll build your own scenarios. They did one thing, but you done added the tech to the text. They did one thing, Chrissy, but you done built a whole nother scenario. That comes from stinking thinking. Anytime somebody does one thing, why not deal with that one thing? But see, if you have stinking thinking, you'll start building story after story. You'll think you're in scandal. So the way that we keep our mind stayed on him is to recall who he is and what he has done. We know him to be a faithful God. We know him to be a refuge. We know him to be a savior and a deliverer. We know him to be a way maker. We know him to be a wonderful counselor. We know him to be a shepherd. We know him to be a strong tower. This is what we know. And so these are the things that we have to call to our remembrance as we walk through life so that we can get rid of stinking thinking. Look at your neighbor and say, don't have stinking thinking. These are the things that we recall to ourselves when we are in trouble. I don't know about you, but I done been in trouble a lot. Barbara, girl, I done been in trouble so much. Look in the dictionary, my name and picture is right there. And not trouble like from a physical standpoint, but how many of you got stuff that go on in your mind that you don't tell nobody? And you look up and you depressed. You look up and you sad. You look up and you dreary. It's sun outside, but you, because of your thinking, and because you so jacked up on the inside and you ain't let God deal with you, it's raining on the inside of you and it's sunny to everybody else. Not too long ago, I was going through something and I told Pastor Brian, I'm just depressed. He was like, no, you're not. I was like, I'm not. He was like, no. He arrested that mouth because as a man thinketh, so is he. He arrested. He said, you got the right, Mrs. Dallas, as my wife, to remain silent. Anything you say, I'm going to hold it against you in the court of law. Give me that back. I'm arresting that thought right now in the name of Jesus. That's what a priest does for his house. He will arrest what ain't right. And even if you single, you got to arrest yourself and say, devil, the devil is a lie. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over you, mind. You will come up under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. This is what you say when you're in trouble. Look at your neighbor and say, talk about what you know when it comes to God. Now, trusting God and keeping your mind on him, that takes work. That's a 24-7. That's a 24-7, get up in the morning, drink a glass, a cup, not a glass, well, sometime a glass of coffee. But that's a 24, Pat, I could put a liter of what, girl? That's a job. All by itself. If I don't go to the store, I can sit there and get myself, I'm a whole job. Lord, I'm a whole job all by myself. But that takes work. See, a lot of times, and don't get me wrong, I'm not kicking, I'm not knocking, counseling. Baby, if you got a problem, go. But how many of you know that sometimes you just need to deal with you? Sometimes you need to get in the boxing ring with yourself and say, look here, fool. Why you thinking that? Why you're so stupid? Why you thinking that? Why you saying that? What did you go to bed listening to last night? Who did you go to bed listening to last night? Get yourself together. We in the fight. You ain't got time to sit out. Get your mind together. Get into the word. Get into worship. Get yourself up out of here before I knock you down. You gotta do the work on yourself. This is a self work. You can't always go to somebody for them to pick it out. No, you already know. Listen. You know, I was trying to be all dignified and not do all that. But I came with baggage. I came with Louis Vuitton luggage, the big kind. And so when he got with me, he knew he had some stuff. Baby, I'm just saying, there was some stuff that came along with me. And so it has taken 53 years for me to work through my stuff. And I'm proud of it. Because I call my own self on the carpet. I deal with me. I'm not looking for the pastor to deal with me. I deal with myself. I'm not looking for a prophet to deal with me. I deal with myself. I'm not looking for nobody to call my name, call me out. I deal with myself. I get in a boxing ring with me. I call myself stupid sometimes. Y'all sit down. Lauren and Chrissy, y'all be so wrong. But this type of work requires you to do it. Now listen, again, I'm going to be balanced. If you need to go to counseling, boo, do it. I'm not mad at you. But there are some things that you can fix just by acknowledging. There are some things that you can fix just by just owning your stuff. I got a nasty attitude, yo. That's why I ain't got no girlfriends. I need to own my stuff. I think I'm right all the time. That's why I don't nobody want to talk to me. I need to own. I'm controlling. That's why I can't keep a man or what. It's me standing in the need of prayer. Not the other, not Chrissy and Lord. It's me. I need to get my attitude in order. I need to get how my spending is in check. I need to get my life in check. I need to learn to be consistent. I need to learn to do what I'm supposed to do. I need to come home when I say I'm coming home. I need to not spend the money when he tell me not to spend it. I need to handle my own stuff. I need to come to my own business table. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So who got to pull it down? If there's a stronghold, Chrissy, in my mind, now you don't know what I'm thinking. You don't know what I'm wrapped up with when I walk in the sanctuary. You just know that I got blonde hair, that I'm probably going to wear some lip gloss and some heels. You don't know what's going on inside of me. So who going to pull a stronghold down? Who's responsible for dealing with it? Me. I have to get involved with the work. I have to get involved with my healing process. I got to get involved with my stinking thinking. I got to get involved with how I treat people, how I relate to people, how I process information. I've got to get involved with my healing. If I'm wounded, I need to get involved with that. I have to acknowledge where I am first and ask God for deliverance from this thing. I remember when we first got married, and this is what I know. Been with this man, 35 years? We've been married about 27, be together, extra 5, 32, something like that, you know. But the thing of it is, this is what I can relate to. And I know what I came in here with. And I know that I used to be insecure. And so there were times when I would give him hell because I was insecure. Because of me. Because of my baggage. Because my thinking was off. Because I didn't feel good about me, sis. Because I had been beat down and told I was dumb as a kid. And so everything that I did from that, I did to impress people. You know what I'm saying? Not really getting healing, but medicating it. With lipstick and heels and clothes. Not really healing, but medicating it. How many of you know that there's some things that goes on the inside of us, and instead of dealing with the issue, we medicate it. We shop over it. We post over it. We live in our best life knowing that we are all hell on the inside when we get home, but on Instagram, on the socials, we looking good. But there's some hell that's being covered up and we ain't being real about it. But God wants to get down to the inward part of who we are, and he wants to bring healing, and he wants to deal with the hurts that are concerning you, because your hurt doesn't just deal with you, it deals with people around you. Hurt people hurt other people. Now, yours may not be insecurity, but you might have some other stuff going on that I don't even have to name, but the Holy Ghost, then that's right, come on now. The Holy Ghost has already spoken with you. He's sitting right now, right next to you, saying, you know. But I had to deal with my stuff. I couldn't expect him to heal me. That's not his job. It's my job to acknowledge it. It's my job, Pat, to take it to Jesus. And it's my job to get healing for it. So now, at 53 years old, I stand as a confident woman. And sometimes he'll teach told y'all. Sometimes I'll call him and I won't get him. And I be calling him, he'll be like, I'm sorry, I didn't call you back. I was like, dang, I called you, I forgot. Because God did the work. The healing took place on the inside of me. So you don't have to check and balance with me. Because I trust God to keep you. If you wear the ring and if you don't. Because sometimes we forget it. Let that sink in. But I have to trust God with my pain. I have to become vulnerable in his presence. I have to be willing to admit that I am jacked up. I have to be willing to invite God into my little shop of horrors. The stuff that hurts me and haunts me, oh my God. The stuff I've done that I'm shameful over. The stuff that secretly scares me. The things that cause me to lose my peace and lose my mind sometimes. The stuff that keeps me awake at night. Everybody got their own little shop of horrors. If you say you don't, you lie. Sorry. But everybody got their stuff that scares them at night. Everybody got something that will make them walk the floor at night. Your stuff may not be mine, but you got something. As sure as your name is your name, you got something. Because everybody has something that God needs to deliver them from. Nobody came in here perfect with a fit package. If you a fit package, I need to run from you because your stuff ain't real. I was listening to Bishop Jakes and he said, when you encounter a synthetic fabric, it's all the same. But when you encounter something that's real, that's genuine, you're going to see imperfections in different areas of the fabric. How many of you know that there are imperfections in those that will expose ourselves to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who is able to heal our issue? And he likes us just like that, because he's going to use your imperfections for his glory, to build his kingdom, to encourage somebody, to pull somebody out of their stuff. He's going to use your imperfect fabric to do the work. This is why you can't be sitting up hiding. I'm so good, don't nothing, you know. I'm so good. No, the person behind you think you're perfect and they need deliverance. They need to know what you came out of. Amen. Addressing my issues with God helps my mind to stay on him. Because in me confessing my sins and or my issues, I'm saying to God, I trust you with my heart. I trust you with my heart. I trust you with my heart. And I stress, God, I trust you, because when we are in pain, sometimes we will speak out of that experience and not know how things really affect other people when we deal with them. I've heard people say, hurt people don't hurt people. No, yes, they do. Because sometimes you will speak out of that experience and you will scar somebody else. Because you're hurting, you will cut them and now they're hurting. Because the experience has become a stronghold. And sometimes you don't even know it. You sitting up here with egg on your face, people trying to tell you, boo, you got something in a corner, like right here. And you steady saying, no, I don't. Listen, you got something in your eye. I'm trying to help you because I love you. Your breath stank. I'm trying to help you, but you're not receiving the help because you're so prideful that you don't even see that you got stuff in your eye, your breath stank, and you got stuff in the corners of your mouth. I'm trying to relate to you and love you and show you by telling you the truth. But pride will not allow you to see you. It won't allow you to see yourself as you truly are. Pride makes you think that you are on rose petals and I do nothing wrong. I'm so great. I'm so high and lifted up. My train is filling the temple. My Lord. That's what pride does. Pride sits up and looks down. But God is saying, if you love my people and if you love me, get in the thick of what's going on this level so that you can be helped. Amen. Proverbs 28 and 26 says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Now see, I ain't say that. I call my own self a fool, but the biblications said, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. In the Hebrew, the word delivered means to escape, to leap out. That's what it means in the Hebrew. So God is saying, if you trust me with your whole heart, let's break that down. What does that mean? If you trust me in your decisions, if you trust me with your job, if you trust me with your children, if you trust me with your marriage, if you trust me with all of your experiences, if you trust me with your hurts and your insecurities, trust me with everything that makes you who you are. All of the baggage, all of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I will cause you to leap out of trouble if you trust me. I will cause you to leap out of that stronghold if you trust me. I will cause you to leap out of any and everything that the devil has planned for your life. Why will he do that? Because he's faithful. In my closing, I told you, my husband gonna take me to brunch, so I'm not gonna be up before you long. Go with me to Lamentations, and I live for that brunch on Sundays. Let the church say amen, girl. I know, don't tell nobody. Lamentations. Y'all come back, because y'all know I'm silly. Come back. But why do this thing if you can't have fun? Lamentations 3:22-24, he says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Amen. He wants us to come out of whatever is holding us hostage. Y'all, he don't want us to sit up and be thinking bad all the time. He don't want us to be depressed and just without hope. He don't want us to be holding our heads down all the time. He doesn't want that for us. He wants us to win. Now, there may be a process that you have to go through to get there, but he ultimately wants us to win. Amen? This is why we are greeted with new mercies every morning. Every single day that you get up, you got another opportunity to get it right. I didn't get it right on yesterday, but girl, I'm trying today, okay? I messed up. But because God is merciful, he's compassionate. Chrissy, I got another opportunity to get it. Now, it might be not to your standards, but I got another day to get it right with God. I got another day to live saved. I got another day to seek his face. I got another day to get it right. I might not have witnessed to anybody yesterday, but tomorrow, I got another opportunity, Benita. I got another opportunity to do what I'm supposed to do. I might not be a good wife today. I may not have cooked you nothing today, but tomorrow I got another opportunity to get to that stove and do what I'm supposed to do. I got another opportunity to be a good mother. I got another opportunity to do just what God has called me to do. And you know what? Because God is faithful, can't nobody take that away from you. Come on, stand to your feet and clap your hands and give God some praise.
Thank you for listening to TGT Speaks, our multimedia voice emanating from the True Gospel Tabernacle Church of Detroit. You can subscribe to us at TGT Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. If you like TGT Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And also, if you would like to donate to our ministry, you can visit our website at www.tgtchurch.org and give your tax-deductible donation through PayPal. We really appreciate the generous and tangible love gift of any monetary denomination from our friends and partners. And we commit that your love gift enables us to continue furthering the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next week.